Frontline healthcare providers are desperately looking for any possible source for more masks, gowns, and gloves. It's because they're treating and testing so many people for COVID-19 that their supplies of protective gear are fast dwindling. WBUR's Angus Chen reports the medical professionals are worried for their own safety and the well-being of their patients.
At the Community Health Center of Cape Cod, Dr. Marian Bamba says they have about 65 sets of personal protective equipment, or PPE. A set includes a mask, face shield, gown, and gloves.
We are endangering the safety of our healthcare workforce as well as our patients by not having enough PPE. This is a major issue and it needs to be addressed immediately.
Medical staff need to wear protective equipment when testing or treating people who could have COVID-19. But because there's a limited supply left at hospitals and community clinics, Bamba says health professionals are trying to conserve equipment by using things like ski goggles or reusing masks and face shields.
It's just really quite incredible in this day and age that we have to do this, and it's also incredibly unsafe.
Reusing equipment or improper gear can put health workers at risk of infection. Bamba and other medical professionals have reached out to research labs, dentist offices, anyone with protective gear to donate to frontline health workers. In response, Christina Warner, a geneticist at Harvard, says she emptied her stock and gave it to health professionals. She's urging other laboratories to do the same.
We want to do our best to support our doctors and nurses. That's why we're donating our stocks of PPE. Although each lab only has a small supply, collectively we can make a big difference.
Many health workers have also taken to social media using the hashtag GetMePPE to ask the public for donations of masks and other equipment.
We have asked for donations on our Facebook pages. We have had quite a few donations of different types of PPE, even N95 masks.
Trish Powers is a nurse at Brigham and Women's Hospital and a leader of the Massachusetts Nurses Association. She spoke earlier this week at a virtual news conference. She says she and her colleagues are reusing masks because they want to make sure they have enough left to care for more patients. After seeing Italy experience a large spike in COVID-19 cases, Powers says she fears the worst is yet to come.
I'm praying, I'm hoping that we don't end up like Italy, but what if we do? So we have to be responsible in that regard.
So even though reusing protective equipment could be dangerous, she says the risk will be even greater if they run out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.